CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese President Xi Jinping and his French counterpart François Hollande have issued a joint statement on climate change in Beijing on Monday. The two leaders have vowed to promote a working program to accelerate pre-2020 efforts in the areas of mitigation, adaptation, and support during the Paris Climate Summit. France will host the climate summit in Paris in December, which is largely expected to result in a global and binding agreement on addressing climate change. During their meeting, the two leaders have called for an enhanced transparency system to build trust and confidence in the Paris Pact. The two presidents also witnessed the signing of 17 cooperation documents later on Monday, ranging from trade, finance, energy to environmental protection and cultural exchanges. Hollande will also meet with other top Chinese leaders before wrapping up his two-day China trip on Tuesday. Chinese President Xi Jinping met with former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger in Beijing on Monday. Kissinger is leading a U.S. delegation to attend the fifth meeting of the China-U.S. Track 2 high-level dialogue. Xi Jinping recalled his visit to the U.S. in September and emphasized the importance of developing a new model of major country relationship between China and the U.S. The president briefed the U.S. delegation on the fifth plenary session of the 18th Communist Party of China Central Committee, which adopted the 13th five-year plan for China's economic and social development. Kissinger congratulated Xi Jinping on a successful visit to the U.S., adding that the two countries should enhance strategic dialogue and offset negative factors in bilateral ties. The China-U.S. Track 2 high-level dialogue mechanism was launched in Beijing in October 2009. China's homemade large passenger aircraft, the C-919, has been rolled out of the final assembly line in Shanghai. The plane is designed to have 158 seats and a standard flight range of 4,075 kilometers. It has been developed by Commercial Aircraft Corporation of China, or COMAC. The C-919 aircraft will make its maiden flight next year and then begin test flights for about 3 years before going into commercial use. COMAC says it has already won 517 orders from 21 customers home and abroad for the aircraft. President Xi Jinping has expressed his congratulations to developers and called for careful preparation for a maiden flight. A model of China's Martian probe will debut at the 17th China International Industry Fair to be held from Tuesday to Saturday in Shanghai. The Golden model, a third of its actual real size, has been given pride of place at China's Aerospace Science and Technology Corporation's exhibition stand. China plans to launch the Mars probe in 2020. China's astronomers have set their sights on the red planet following a successful soft landing on the moon late last year. Customs officers in South China's Guangdong province have seized 2,674 dead pangolins involved in a wildlife trafficking ring. Customs officials intercepted a fishing boat and found the pangolin carcasses hidden in cool boxes weighing about 11 tons. Two suspects on the boat were arrested. They would have each received 10,000 yuan, or $1,580, if they had managed to deliver the pangolins to the predetermined destination. Pangolins are under second-class state protection in China, and those who illegally catch, kill, buy, or sell pangolins can face more than 10 years in jail and heavy fines. Two Indian military troopers were killed Monday in skirmishes with Pakistan military on line of control. During the skirmishes, both sides used heavy machine gun fire and rockets to target each other. According to the India military force, Pakistan resorted to unprovoked firing in the sector. The skirmishes has come days ahead of Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to the restive region. The troops of India and Pakistan have intermittently exchanged fire on the 720-kilometer-long line of control. The line of control is a de facto border that divides Kashmir into India and Pakistan-controlled parts. Four South African police officers were arrested on Monday for alleged involvement in the killing of a suspected robber. The case is said to have taken place on October 19th, but only came to light over the weekend as footage showed a police officer fatally shooting the suspect. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.